Monday night, three Duval County school board members held a forum to try to help people identify the signs of gang violence. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, concerned neighbors met at a church on the northwest side of Jacksonville to talk about how to help kids in their community.
Here at Zion Hope Baptist Church on Edgewood Avenue, a crowd of about 40 people have gathered to talk about violence. Community organizer Mickey Brown is explaining why some kids join gangs.
And for a kid with a jacked up life, wearing jacked up clothes, and a jacked up community going to a jacked up school, gang life looks pretty great. It looks awesome.
Brown says she's not an expert, but she knows enough to urge tonight's attendees to take action. For one, admit when your neighborhood has a problem. And most importantly, report gang activity to police. Detective Jeffrey Schaus is the only Duval School Police detective dedicated to gang prevention. He says the most common age for a kid to join a gang is somewhere between 13 and 15, and according to his count, there are 43 known gang members in Duval County schools. Youth advocate Renata Hannon says she thinks the number is actually higher, but she says in her experience, gang activity isn't as organized as in the movies.
You're cleaned up, you're from a neighborhood, and then we fight you, it goes to the extreme, we end up shooting, and then ultimately killing each other and retaliating back and forth.
Demetrius Nelson says he's seen warning signs in his own students. He teaches fifth grade at West Jacksonville Elementary.
Now they're trying to get a better concept of who they are and who they can be and what they want and what they need.
But he says he tries to build a family for his students so they don't end up in a gang at 13. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.